Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are all here. I do want to remind you that if you are listening here on our podcast, thank you so much for downloading our podcast. And I hope that this brings you some amazing value. And of course, we bring you the brighter side of life here in the 805. And we want you to hopefully remember to listen, learn, and laugh. And of course, I always have some crazy things that we're talking about and some inspiration. And so today is no different. We have a huge full show. And of course, I always want to give out our phone number because I don't know about any of you, but I remember the Addams Family. And the five-star theatrical is starring Terry Hatcher from The Desperate Housewives, Lewis and Clark, starring as Morticia. Went and saw it. Oh, my gosh. You have to see it. It's amazingly fun and lighthearted, and it's great. And I have a pair of tickets that I'm going to be giving away. And so all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also, I want to remind you that if you have something that you want to share with our community, please reach out to me at that same number, or you can email me at kim@kpshow.org. And just like one of our guests today, she actually reached out to me, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what her passion is and who she is trying to really help our community to be more aware. I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is Keep Smiling. Because life is truly a beautiful thing, and there's so much to smile about. With that, I am so glad that you have tuned in here. My first two guests, I'm really excited to bring them on, and I hope that I'm not going to mess up her name, but is Julie Balisionio. Is that good, Julie? Judy,
well,
did I get this?
It's pretty close. It's Judy, and it's
Judy.
Balisionio.
Balisionio. There you go.
Yeah.
And Judy is retired. She used to be, she is a volunteer for West Coast Labrador Retriever Rescue, and she lives in Ventura County. And one of her concerns was that she has a beautiful little 4.5-year-old granddaughter. And, you know, there's so many things going around right now as curiosity as children, like my grandchildren. They pick up things all day long. You're at the park, you're everywhere, and there's a lot of unknown. And so we're going to talk a little bit about really keeping our community safe. And Judy reached out to me because there's a lot of talk about fentanyl and a lot of narcotics that are very unknown. And really just with Halloween coming up, there's such a huge unknowledgeable things that we know about. And so, of course, we have Kaylin Ottapinti. I've got some really great names on there. Kaylin, I hope I got you right there.
Yeah.
And, of course, she is the deputy with Ventura County Sheriff. She's been 9 years there. She has worked at a variety of assignments, and including both jail facility and narcotics. And we're going to talk a little bit about drug recognition, and she is certified in this as an expert and also instructor for first aid, CPR, Narcon. That's a big thing we keep hearing about. And so we're going to talk with them a little bit about it. And then, of course, I'll share our rest of our guests because we've got some incredible guests. So, again, Judy and Kaylin, thank you so much for being here. Judy, let's talk a little bit about who you are and, of course, your concerns.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you so much for having the subject on. It's so very near and dear to my heart. You know, obviously, we have a major issue going on, and we just want our grandkids and our children to be safe. That's the bottom line. And so a little bit about me. I'm obviously retired. I was in the manufacturing world for many, many years, and then I finally decided I wanted to jump into the love of my life, which is animals, and so I became a pet sitter. And when I retired from that after being on the job for 15 years in my own business, I decided it was time to put up my leashes and move on to my next life to be with my family. And so at that point in time, that's when my daughter and son-in-law were on the verge of being parents. And so I said, well, this is my time. I'm going to be a nanny for my granddaughter.
Beautiful.
And so that's
beautiful.
Where I'm at right now.
And of course, you know what? I really love that you took this and really brought it to my attention. It's in the news all the time. We hear it. But you obviously are a starter. And, you know, I love that you really put this together for other grandparents and other adults and parents. I mean, really, we just need more knowledge about it. And now speaking with Kaylin, I know that our departments are all working on it too. So Kaylin, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about, first of all, who you are and your concern in our community.
So as you mentioned before, I've been with the Ventura County Sheriff's Office as a deputy for 9 years now. And some areas that I have worked have been loosely in narcotics as a narcotics detection canine handler. And I have several years of experience on patrol in the cities of Thousand Oaks and Moore Park. I'm also certified as a drug recognition expert, which for those of you who don't know, it's the highest level of training you can receive for recognizing impairment by drugs and or alcohol. For the purposes of drugged and drunk driving.
Congratulations. That's a big deal. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, I've been an instructor for our first aid CPR cadre for about 8 years, which also includes teaching our deputies how to administer Narcan, which we can talk a little bit more about later as far as how it relates to opiate overdose.
Wow. Okay. So, again, I'm going to go back to Judy. Judy, why did you start this group, and what is your group?
Well, we're at the very, very, very beginning stages. I mean, this is literally when I initially jumped out to you, it was just a thought of my mind. And
right.
I had reached out to my councilman, and also my husband is, funny enough, he's a school crossing guard. And so he reached out to the sheriff's department, and that's how we got this thing going. But, I mean, to be honest with you, the main reason is we're on square one. You know, I'd like to see where we can take this group, whether it be with parents, with aunts and uncles, with grandparents, with, you know, all the adults to make just get the awareness out there and to see how we as a group can actually help. You know,
I love
there's
it.
Always, there's always, you know,
awareness is really the key. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me get back to Kaylin. Kaylin, if you could just highlight us on what is fentanyl and kind of like what our concern is so that we can educate our community.
Absolutely. So fentanyl is a synthetic opiate, which is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. It's usually used to treat severe pain, typically late stage cancer patients, or it's used during surgeries. And the problem today is that it's largely abused and it's very addictive. It's becoming very available at the street level. And we really want to make the community aware that it's not just dangerous, it's deadly. So hopefully today we can talk about some things that will, you know, help everyone understand how to identify it and some statistics I'll share with you so that you can keep your family safe. But typically fentanyl is going to be seen in a loose form, such as like a powdery white substance similar to cornstarch, or it's more commonly pressed into pill form. Would you like me to share some of those statistics
please,
now?
Please, yes, please go right
okay.
ahead.
So in 2022 so far, the Ventura County narcotics detectives have seized approximately 73 pounds of fentanyl and 83,000 pills. And this has been through the everyday interaction between individuals in the community and the efforts of patrol deputies and detectives to take this stuff off of the street. The lethal dose for fentanyl is 2 milligrams, and an estimated 4 out of 10 illegally manufactured pills contain a lethal dose of fentanyl. What's important to know is that fentanyl is pressed into pill forms of other regularly abused pills, commonly OxyContin, Percocet, Xanax. So the consumer does not know what substance they're actually ingesting. This is like the ultimate form of bait and switch. So young adults and teens are actively seeking pills online and through popular social media apps like Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. And the problem is they might think that they're purchasing, for example, Xanax, and they actually will be purchasing either pure fentanyl pressed pills or partially fentanyl pressed pills. And in 2021, it's very scary.
Yeah.
And the scary thing is that in 2021, the Ventura County Medical Examiner recorded 269 accidental overdose deaths.
Just heartbreaking, heartbreaking. And so I really just want to, if you are just tuning in right now, please take notes of this. If you've missed any part of it, download my podcast, reach out to us. Make sure that you are educating our children. I have four older children now, and I know they don't always listen, but let's just take that opportunity to speak with your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors. I mean, this is an epidemic that you hear all the time. Kaylin, there was something that I just even read on or saw on TV that they're putting it in Whoppers and in, you know, candy-like pills that look like candy. How do we protect our children for that?
So the thing that I want to share as far as our county goes is that fortunately there have been no cases in Ventura County to date where fentanyl has been used for mass poisoning. And what I mean by that is that it's not being disguised as candy or other things like that and given to children or given to people for the purposes of essentially poisoning them, right? We have to remember fentanyl is all about money. So the drug dealers and ultimately the cartel, which has huge control over the fentanyl trade, they're not just giving this stuff away for free. So commonly where we're seeing it is in the pill form, which is, you know, a consumer situation where someone actually is going to purchase, right? There's an exchange of money for the drug that they are seeking, and that's how it gets to the consumer. So I'm not saying that it can't happen and that, yes, there have been trends elsewhere in the country where we have seen some questionable things as far as fentanyl being incorporated into, you know, things other than the pills and other drug forms I've mentioned. But I just clarified all of this with a sergeant in our narcotics unit yesterday, and he wanted me to rest everyone assured that fortunately at this point there's no cases in Ventura County where we've found it in candy or anything
and
else
I
like that.
Appreciate that, because this is not about getting everybody riled up. This is about really informing our listeners, so thank
absolutely.
You. So our last thing is really, how do we keep our loved ones safe?
Absolutely. So one of the most important things that I can't stress enough is to have that talk with your children and with your grandchildren. I think not enough of these uncomfortable conversations are brought up on a regular enough basis to where it's just a simple conversation goes a long way. Education is key, and allowing your kids to feel comfortable talking about this is very, very important. So I think just opening the door to have those conversations, talking to your kids, beyond the questions of how was your day at school, right? Maybe asking them things like, have you seen any of this? Let's talk about it. Have you heard of anybody talking about it? And not for the purposes necessarily of getting anyone in trouble, but so that they feel like, hey, if I do see this in the future, I can go to my Nana or Poppy about it, or I can go to Mom or Dad about it, right? So I think that's super important. But in the long run, what I tell everyone is this. Unless you know for certain that a pill is from a legitimate pharmacy, consider it contaminated, right? So if you were in the park, for example, and you saw a couple of loose pills in the grass, consider those contaminated with fentanyl, because you don't know that that didn't come from someone's prescription bottle, that it could have come from a drug dealer and it could contain fentanyl, even though it looks like a Xanax bar. Obviously, any unknown white powdery substances that you might come across, consider those contaminated. And ultimately, you can call Sheriff Dispatch at any time to have a deputy safely collect the substance and book it for destruction. So long gone are the days of just flushing things down the toilet because we don't think that they're safe. You can absolutely call the sheriff's office and we'll handle it. We'll test it, et cetera. The one thing that I do want everyone to understand as well, because this is so prevalent in our community, it's very likely that you may know someone, or there may be someone in your family who experiences some type of overdose, whether it's intentional or not. So I want to stress that if someone's experiencing an overdose, or if you think they might be, call for help. Narcan is a readily available drug that we use in treating opiate overdose, and it's very effective. All Ventura County Sheriff's Office patrol deputies are trained in the administration of Narcan, and they carry Narcan kits in their patrol vehicles along with the firefighters and paramedics. So if you call 911 with this type of emergency, many people are going to show up who are all capable of administering this type of medication. Additionally, if you do know someone, I would say if you have a relative in your home, for instance, who is struggling with opiate addiction, at-home Narcan kits are readily available through the county and Ventura County Behavioral Health to have on hand at home in the event that someone experiences an accidental overdose.
Okay. Really, really good information. I want to thank both of you for bringing this to our station, to my show. And Judy, thank you again for bringing the attention. I think it's just something that we're going to have to talk about. And I, like you said, Kaylin, that it's something that we don't talk about enough, and have that uncomfortable conversation with your children, your loved ones. Let's bring it up so that we can get rid of this and that we can all be comfortable in our community. I'm grateful that Ventura County is so on top of it and that we haven't seen anything. But again, thank you so much for being a part of the Brighter Side of Life, Judy and Kaylin.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you, Kim.
And Kaylin, you and I are going to talk more, and we're going to get the word out. So I appreciate that. Thank you again.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. And of course, you will be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
And Hatnup Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Hatnup Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back again, and thank you so much for joining us here. Our next guest is Matt Wright, and he's a wildlife relocation and star of Netflix Wild Croc Territory. And he's the star of National Global Series Outback Wrangler. Matt, I'm blown away, okay? I was looking at some of your videos, and are you kidding me? You are really, like, taking the fiercest of crocodile, is that even a word, Liz? Fearless? You are fearless, yeah. I guess I should say. Oh my gosh, how did you start doing this? And welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. Great to meet you, and thanks for having me on the show. It's just been a passion ever since I was a kid. You know, we had a lot of adventures. The parents took me on a lot of adventures and showed me a lot of wildlife and educated me about the wildlife and the environment, and it just grew from there. I've had a lot of different jobs growing up, and obviously the one that I'm really passionate about is catching and moving out big problem crocodiles and trying to find a home and a balance between the human conflict with the crocodile.
That is incredible. So, I mean, you know, some people, I guess their parents would say, don't play with this. Did your mom ever say, don't play with that?
Yeah, well, she tried, but there wasn't too much listening going on at the time. But I think I was about 6 years old and bringing home some of the world's deadliest snakes at that time. You get brown snakes, taipans, and, you know, I'd be trying to find them and move them from friends' places that had farms and look after the deadly snakes. And, Mum definitely didn't really want me playing and catching them at between the ages of six and 10.
Wow.
So it's, probably a bit of a nightmare for Mum.
I love it. And anybody that's just tuning in, we're talking with Matt Wright and his fearless team of crocodile. That's right, you heard me right. Crocodile wranglers, and you catch and relocate some of the world's most ferocious reptiles in Australia's wild outback, right? That just is so weird. How long have you been doing this show, and is this I know you have a new series coming up, correct?
Yeah, so we've got Wild Croc Territory on Netflix now, and in the past we've filmed quite a few shows and series on National Geographic successful Outback Wrangler. But we've changed the dynamics around a bit with this show on Netflix. Wild Crop Territory is now, you know, more of a family orientated lifestyle show where you know, my wife Fire, she gets into the adventures a bit with us, as well as working with the local Indigenous Aboriginals on some of the islands that we have a lodge at. And my 3-year-old son is also involved, but not so much as swinging off the tail of a big crocodile, but he definitely is learning and watching what mum and dad are up to and just learning from our experience.
Yeah, so how old is your son? And again, you have your whole family out there, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So I've got Kai, my wife, she's out there, and Banjo, my son. He's 3, and
he's 3.
Got a huge passion. Yeah. And when we filmed, he was only 2. He was getting around in a diaper and swinging off a 14-foot snake's tail, and like a big olive python. He's trying to sort of catch that and move that with dad. He loves it, just loves the wildlife, loves to learn, and you know, I love educating about the surrounding environment and the wildlife that lives in it.
So Matt, is there ever a time that you're scared?
Yeah, you know, Kim, you've always got to have a bit of fear in you. If you don't have fear, you'll make mistakes, and the fear keeps you so sharp. So you know, in the back of your mind, if you get grabbed by one of these massive crocs, any of them, like these crocs are up to 5 meters long, and their bite force would just literally explode you from the inside out if they were to grab hold of you and crush. But fear comes in. Have to have the fear, and if you don't have that, you'll make mistakes.
Can you educate us a little bit on crocodiles? How long does it take for them to get that big?
Yeah, they do. They live a long time. No one really knows the lifespan of a crocodile, but it's well in excess of 100 years. And some of these crocs that we're catching could be over 100 years old. And that's why it's so, you know, it's so important to look after them. They're Australia's icon. They're part of Australia's history, and they're probably older than a lot of us. So just going out there mindlessly and shooting one of these crocodiles because it is causing damage to livestock or endangering people's lives, when there's another way to look after these crocs, that's the solution I try and come up with.
Crazy, crazy. And so let me ask you this. I mean, aren't you worried that Banjo is, I mean, obviously he's not, he's in there with the series and stuff, but he's not out on the wild with you and also your wife, or are they?
Yeah, they are. Both Banjo and Kai do come on some of the trips with me and do help catch a couple of crocodiles from time to time. Obviously, Banjo's not right in on the action catching the croc, but he stands back and he watches what mum and dad will do and looking after these crocs. Kai loves it. Kai loves the outdoors and loves getting in on the adventure as well.
So she is actually, like, working with you with the crocodiles?
Yeah, correct. Yep. She gets her hands dirty.
Unbelievable. So let me ask you, here you are on my show. What would you want our listeners to know most about wildlife?
Well, the problem is, I think a lot of us have lost touch with the connection with wildlife, and this is what we're trying to bring back, is if people see it hands-on and understand the wildlife, there's more of a chance of everyone looking after wildlife. But before we look after wildlife, we need to look after the habitat and the places they live. Otherwise, we're not going to have anywhere for the wild to live. So we've got to look after the environment. Looking after the environment will look after wildlife in general. But being able to show it through sort of Banjo's eyes at 3 years old, educating him about the wildlife and how we look after it, should come through to the audience as well.
Wow, really interesting. Okay, here's a silly question. I don't know if my listeners are going to laugh at me or you will, but is there a difference between a crocodile and an alligator?
Yeah, yeah, there is. No, that's
okay.
Something not
is that
to
a
laugh
silly
at.
It's a question
that's been asked a lot of times. And for people that don't know or don't understand the crocodilian, there's quite a number of different species of crocodiles around the world. And obviously, everyone knows about the alligator here in America, and everyone knows about the big saltwater crocodile over in Australia. A lot of differences between them both. Your alligator here is, they're not as fierce and probably aggressive as what the big saltwater crocodiles are in Australia and Southern Asia. Our saltwater crocs are literally big killing machines if they want to be. If you end up in the water with them, there's a good chance you won't be coming out. Alligators are a little bit more probably hesitant and a bit more placid than what these the Australian saltwater crocodile is.
Wow. And have you ever had a scary situation that have you ever been bit by one?
No, we try not to get bitten because it's usually only you'll start losing limbs or fingers or
arms. Okay.
If you do get bitten by one of these crocs. I have been hit quite a few times. One broke my
tail.
Ankle just with the tail. Yeah, that swung around and snapped my ankle. The head, even though the head's still taped up, you've got a head that could weigh anywhere up to 40, 50 kilos and solid bone. And if that collects you or hits you when he's restrained, it will do some serious damage.
Wow, that's crazy. How much would you say one would weigh?
I've got some crocodiles there at my park weighing in over a ton, and they're 16, 17 foot crocs.
Wow,
so interesting.
I love it. Okay, so talk to us about your Netflix that's coming out, Wild Croc Territory. Where do we find it, and how do we find out more about you?
Yeah, so Wild Croc Territory is out on Netflix now as we speak. So check it out. It's a show that I think will appeal to a lot of people in different walks of life, and especially the family side of things. Having everyone out there enjoying the outback of Australia, it's what we haven't seen since the days of Crocodile Dundee, and it's good to bring that sort of landscape at the top end of Australia back for people that haven't embraced it yet. So that will be that's showing now. So get on there and check it out on Netflix. And for me, you'll see a lot of me on the show.
There you go. I love it. And basically, you relocate these crocodiles, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. So the idea is that it's trying to keep the balance between crocs and humans. So relocating, moving, and trying to find a better home for them, or putting them back into some main waterways where they're not going to cause any more problems.
So they're not going to be causing problems, or that people won't be hurt by them?
Bit of both. So
okay.
That's pretty much the same thing. If a crocodile goes and hurts someone, that's causing a problem. If it, on the other side of it, it's so people don't shoot them. So we want to protect the croc and look after humans at the same time. If we have a human-crocodile conflict, it's not good for the crocodile.
Right. So you wrangle these things into, do you put them in a cage, or how do you get them to the next spot? That's so interesting.
Yeah, so we have just traps. We'll go out at night time. We'll catch them at night. We'll set traps. I'll sling them out with the chopper. We'll move them on trailers.
On trailers, then, yeah, okay. I can't wait to watch this. This is so interesting. Matt, right? Thank you
for sharing
this with us. And I can't wait to meet your family and your son and see you guys all on this show. So thank you for being a guest. We'll have to check in a couple months of seeing how things are going. How long have you been doing this? I know we're done at our but how long have you been doing this?
working with wildlife since I was about six, as far back as I can remember, but as a job, sort of crocodiles, I've been doing for a bit over 20 years now.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, thank you for sharing your passion with us here, and download our show and share what our show with everyone. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Fantastic. Excellent. Thanks, Kim. Good on you.
You got it. All right. Take care. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. My next guest is Yochi. And we're going to, he is the producer and world lecturer for Happy Science. And we're going to hear more from him. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this. Having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone. And again, our next guest is Yochi UTB. I have some really great names this time. And of course, Yochi is a producer and world lecturer for Happy Science. I love that. Happy Science. That so goes with my show. Also, he is the producer of The Divine Protector, Master Salt Begins and Happy Science Lecture. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show. So my name is Yochi Tebi, and I'm a producer of this this new movie. It has been released. Actually, it will be released in U.S. from tomorrow in theater. It's called The Divine Protector, Master Salt Begins. And the original story writer, his name is Riho Okawa. By the way, we are all from Japan, and Riho Okawa. So Riho Okawa is the founder of a spiritual group called Happy Science, which was established in 1986, and it's been around for over 35 years. It's really established in activities in Japan. So we are here today to bring this beautiful story as much as possible to the audience in the United States.
And Yochi, I kind of just want to really highlight our listeners because I have the opportunity to kind of watch a little bit of the show. And so it's really about unpoisoning our minds, correct? And the courses and the curses and how they are manifested in our brain, correct? What we think about in turn could be. So it's almost like a very quiet prayer. Is that correct?
Yeah. So this movie is it's a supernatural, spiritual, Japanese-based. It's a superhero movie, actually. It is a woman. Her name is Masato. So she uses a salt to purify your negative energy, evil spirits, and curses. So salt has a really strong spiritual power, I think, as we all know. And so throughout the movie, she encounters various issues that the ordinary people have. And she'll find out the spiritual influences behind the scene tends to try to expel the negative energies and evil that is affecting them. So it's a really good movie, heartwarming, but also it's a superhero movie. It's rated PG-13 in U.S., so anybody can watch it and enjoy. And at the same time, there's a lot of lessons to be learned. One of the important points is that when we hear curse, you know, we immediately think that it's something like out of norm, you know, something that is outside of our everyday life. It could be, you see, like in the movies, or like the cursed houses, or the like a sacrificial, you know, demonic ritual. Those are the
right
things that you should imagine. But what we wanted to say, point out, portray in the movie is that it's actually about the concentrated mind of negative energy all coming together. It's a negative willpower that is really hitting somebody else. No, that's a curse.
Yes,
so you don't
Yoti, I want to talk about what are the three poisons of the mind. This is very interesting to me.
Sure. So, yes, the poisons of the mind, it comes from like a Buddhist teaching in the background. It's been around for, you know, centuries. The main poisons of the mind that we have in our mind that we really need to be aware of and be careful is greed, anger, and ignorance. So that, I mean, there's a lot more than that, right?
Jealousy, right,
is one of them, conceit, pride. But one of the main three that we feature in this movie is the greed, anger, and ignorance. Those that we call them three poisons of the mind.
Right, and then also jealousy, right, is the most common
jealousy
source of
yes
curses. And why
that's
is
right
that?
I mean, if you think about jealousy, right, why are we jealous of somebody? If you're not interested in somebody next to you, you will never be jealous of the person, if you really think about it. You are jealous of the person because you are concerned, you have interest about that person. That's how the jealousy starts. So let's say you are a woman and you have a friend who's attractive, beautiful, always smiling. He has so many friends, you know, and you are one of the friends as well. But, you know, you always look up to her. You know, you're like, she's like your ideal. You want to be like her, but at this point, you're not. So there's two ways, you know, we humans think. Either you're going to look up to them and say, okay, you know, she's so beautiful and I want to be like her. So, you know, you try to work yourself up, you know, to make yourself a better person. That's one way. But most of the time, we human beings start to become jealousy of her, of this person. And you're going to start to think, like, you know, why is she so, you know, attracted to others? But I'm better than her. You know, I'm more prettier than her. I should be more attracted than her. So, you know, what's the difference between me and her? You know, you're going to start to think like that. And that's like a negative sort of energy. It's already eating up your heart. And eventually, that becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And to the point where, like, you know, you just don't want her to be around you anymore. Or actually, you want her to, like disappear, you know, vanish away because she's in your way. If you get to that point, that's a very, very dangerous mindset because you're not just superficial, but your subconscious is also, like, really working on this energy of negative thing. So once you get to that point, the energy, it gets so accumulated and concentrated, it will start to, you know, really haunt this other person.
Do you think that, Yoti, do you believe that you could harm somebody else with your negative thoughts?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, sometimes you get into injury, you fall down suddenly without, you know, no expectation, or you get into like an accident, or you feel a dizziness, a headache, or you get ill. Sometimes, not always 100%, it's somebody else's negative thoughts. You know, it could be your negative thoughts. If you're feeling so negatively about something, that's how you get illnesses, right? Illnesses start from your mind. We all know that. And
wow.
So, not always somebody else's mind, you know, they're
right
trying to make it, but it's a possibility. You know, there's this possibility that might be something people might be thinking so negatively, strongly about you that it's actually affecting you you know, in your life, material life. So that's what the curse is all about. So you don't need to have a spell or special magic to curse somebody. But if your thought is so strong and powerful, that is already becoming a curse. And that's what we wanted to show in this movie. We have this five short stories that, you know, it's a very normal lifestyle people are living, but they're going through difficulties. And that is because of the...
I love that. I love that. So let me ask you, how can we repel a curse?
Yeah, so that's a good question, and it's a difficult question. But one thing we really need to be mindful is that we have to always shine our mind, shine our spirit, you know, shine our soul. And that's very important, because if you're already a negative person, you know, always thinking negatively, then you're actually cursing yourself, and you're opening up your heart to receive all the negative energy into yourself. So you do need to protect yourself, and, you know, create, like we call them like a spiritual screen almost. You have to protect yourself from all the negative energy that is surrounding you today. And in order to do that, there's only one way, is to really to shine yourself. So we call them, sometimes it's important to reflect upon yourself. In old Buddhist saying, it's a self-reflection. So you don't need to be able to get into like meditation and anything like that. But you can always look back to yourself. You know, how was my day? What was the thinking? What kind of thoughts I had? And how am I feeling right now? Am I feeling anything negative? Negative energy inside of me? What is it coming from? Where is it coming from? You have to like really self-reflect upon your mindset, and like really tune yourself into more towards you know, that neutral serenity, you know, feeling good mindset every day. You have to do this every, tune yourself every day, and by doing that, you know, you'll be able to, I don't know, bring more light from within, I guess, and that would become a spiritual screen, really protect you from the negative energy that is trying to attack you. And that
do you think that you can heal your own body?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Healing, we all have the ability to heal, right? And sometimes, you know, there's people like healers, you know, spiritual healers, and so they can heal you using their energy. But you can also, you have the same source of energy, you know, the light within yourself. So definitely you can heal yourself, and also you can use the power from outside, like, you know, like we talked about salt, yeah, right? So salt is a very, very positive as spiritual energy. So like Edgar Casey, he's very famous, you know, for healing. He used to say, you know, the best way to heal your illness is to just lay down on the sandy beach, because the beach already has this energy of salt. So laying down on the beach side is very good for you, you know, for the healing power as well. So, yeah, there's different ways you can heal yourself. But actually,
what does it mean to polish the mind?
Polish the mind, again, we talked about that. It's really self-reflection. You need to, you know, just sit down. You don't have to, you know, do a meditation posture. You can just relax at the couch if you want to. Either way, you know, the style doesn't matter, but it's important you just take this moment, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 10 minutes a day before you go to sleep or first thing in the morning, and just spend those minutes, no radio, no TV, nothing, just me, just yourself, and just think about yourself and where your state of mind is at, and try to see if there's anything that is you feel negative about, and find out the source of it, the cause of it. Why is that energy is coming from within yourself? And try to release them. There got to be some kind of attachment. So you have to find out the attachment and release them one by one. And by doing that, you're actually polishing your soul and spirit. It's like, you know, when you're born as a baby, we shouldn't believe that we are born as a sinner. We were born as a the God, title of God.
Yochi, this is so interesting, and I would have to have you back on. Thank you so much for being a guest here and interesting. I just want to give out mastersaltmovie.com is where you find and visit this. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. We are at the end of our show. We have one more guest. And, of course, Caroline Coates, Regional Market President, South Florida Senior Products is Humana. And what people over age 65 and those living with disabilities should know, Medicare right now is our is their annual election period, and that's happening October 15th through December 7th. Definitely, let's welcome Caroline.
Thank you, Kim. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to us. I can't believe it's that time again. You know, it's like it's kind of like you know it's the holidays coming, and of course, let's talk about what does Medicare election take place.
Yes, I know. Time goes by fast, and it comes up on us quickly. But the Medicare annual election period is the same time every year, and it starts October 15th, so we're about 3 days in, and goes through December 7th. And it's a period of time when those who are eligible for Medicare can educate themselves and understand all the different benefits and options and plans that are out there and make the best choice for their health care coverage.
Okay, and so tell us about what makes Medicare different from original Medicare and the importance of the CMS stars rating when evaluating options.
Yeah, good questions. And again, I know it's complex. Yeah. So at a high level, original Medicare is known as our Medicare Part A, more of the hospital coverage, and our Medicare Part B, more the medical or physician type coverage. And to get prescriptions or supplemental, that all has to be purchased separately. So the difference between that and then a Medicare Advantage plan like Humana is to kind of think of it as all in one. So it's that A plus the B, so we call it C, which includes all the hospital and the physician coverage, but a lot of other stuff too. So we include coverage for prescription drugs, transportation, dental, vision, hearing, and a lot of other supplemental needs that address our clinical but also our social health needs. And you mentioned the stars. It's a great place to start because there are a lot of different Medicare Advantage plans and options. So I encourage anyone to go out to the Medicare.gov site. And you can see there's a star rating for every Medicare Advantage plan, including Humana. And the stars are based off of a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is excellent performance. And all of this feedback is based off of real people who have Medicare Advantage insurance today, and it's their feedback, their experience with a Medicare Advantage plan. So it's a great place to start. And I'm proud to say that Humana, 96% of our Medicare Advantage members today are enrolled in a plan with at least a 4-star rating. But you can get all of that information on the stars by plan at Medicare.gov. Yep.
Great. Carolyn, I have a question. So how do my listeners find out if their doctors, hospitals, specialists are in their Medicare Advantage provider network?
Yep. So each Medicare Advantage plan will have their own network. So you just would go to that Medicare Advantage plan site. So for Humana, it would be humana.com. There should be a finder search tool there, pretty simple. You should enter the physician's name or the provider's name, and you'll be able to confirm the participation status.
And does everybody have to re-enroll every single year?
You don't have to re-enroll, and I say that slowly and deliberately because I highly encourage everyone to maybe not re-enroll, but at least look at what's out there, because not only do your health plan needs change, but the benefits that are out there change. And there might be something that meets your health care needs more this year than last year. So I encourage everyone to look between that window, October 15th and December 7th, and educate yourself on what's out there, whether you stay on the same plan or not. If you don't make a re-enrollment, you don't make a change, you will still have coverage with the carrier and with the plan that you're on today. But just note that there may be benefit changes within that plan. So it's good just to educate yourself on what's out there.
And so what's the best way to determine whether a Medicare
plan covers certain prescription drugs. That's a big deal too, correct?
It is a big deal, yes. Easiest way is to go to Medicare.gov and you can simply enter your prescriptions there on that site and you can find out the coverage by plan there, or you can contact the Medicare plan directly. So again, Humana.com is a great place to start. And I always encourage people to look into mail order options because it can provide very cost-effective ways to get up to 90-day supplies where they're delivered directly to your home. You don't have to go out, and you'll be well supplied in a cost-effective way.
Caroline, thank you so much for bringing it to us. I just want to remind all of our listeners that if you are over the age of 65 or living with disabilities, Medicare annual election period is October 15th through December 7th. And one more time, where can they find the information?
I would go to Medicare.gov for all the plan listings and the stars that I mentioned, and specific to Humana, Humana.com. And on Humana's site, there should be phone numbers if you prefer just to talk to someone and get a one-on-one with a licensed sales agent. It's always an option.
I love it. Thank you again for sharing the brighter side of life here on the Kim Pagano Show. Caroline, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, Kim.
Thank you so much for joining us. What a crazy, great show with some amazing information. I'm so glad that you've joined us. Please download our podcast so you can take us with you everywhere. That is the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Love the life you live. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your weekend.